So we got 400 prototypes, different exit rules, daily at 2300, Friday at 2340, no fixed exit, but hold not over 10 days, and repeat orders all built on H1 and H4. What's the plan for testing other timeframes?
Sequential optimization, maybe. Adjust parameters by plus 30% and minus 30% 10 steps and try on M30 and H4, M15 and H4, and M5 and H4. Thoughts?
That could work. It's a good way to stress test the strategies, but let's not ignore the risks. Lower time frames mean more noise.
Right, but testing the adaptability is the key. If they hold up on M5, that's a solid indicator.
Yeah, but don't forget, as we move down, we need tighter stop losses and take profits. Volatility is going to spike.
Execution speed. M5 might look great in backtest, but live trading, slippage could ruin the edge.
True, but if we're careful with risk management, we might find something exceptional. Plus, walk-forward optimization can validate live adaptability.
So M30 and H4 and M15 and H4 should be stable. M5 and H4, high risk, high reward, maybe?
Exactly. Let's focus on consistency. A strategy that works across all these timeframes is the real goal.
All right, sequential optimization it is. Let's get this set up and let the results speak.
Perfect. Time to see which of these prototypes can handle the heat.
You know, it's interesting how different time frames can really change the dynamics of trading.
Yeah, and the adaptability of a strategy is crucial. It's like testing a car on different terrains.
Exactly. If it can handle rough roads, it can handle anything.
And that's what we're aiming for. A robust strategy that can thrive under various conditions.
Right, plus the psychological aspect of trading can vary with time frames too.
Good point. Shorter time frames can lead to more emotional trading decisions.
And that's where discipline comes in. It's all about sticking to the plan.
So what do you think about the potential for automated trading in this context?
Automated trading could help eliminate emotional decisions, but it needs to be well tested.
Definitely. We need to ensure the algorithms can adapt to changing market conditions.
And that's where our testing comes in. It's all about finding that balance.
Right. So what's the next step after we set up the sequential optimization?
We should analyze the results carefully, look for patterns and anomalies.
And then refine our strategies based on those insights.
Exactly. It's a continuous process of learning and adapting.
So in the end, it's about finding a strategy that not only works, but is also sustainable.
Absolutely. And that's what makes trading so fascinating.
It really is. So what's one takeaway you think we should keep in mind?
I think we should remember that flexibility is key. Markets change, and so should our strategies.
That's a great point. Flexibility can lead to better opportunities.
And it's important to stay curious, always be willing to explore new ideas.
Right. So what's a thought-provoking question we can leave our listeners with?
How do you think your trading strategy would hold up in a rapidly changing market?
That's a great question. It really encourages reflection on adaptability.
And it's a reminder that continuous learning is essential in trading.
Absolutely. And remember, this script and audio was generated using AI for free using zenmic.com. Anyone can make one.